Hi, ladies. How are you today?
We're fine.
My name is Nancy Thayuru from Kenya in East Africa. I'm here to talk about climate change in Kenya, deforestation, and afforestation.
Hi, everyone out there. I'm Nikia. I'm from Louisiana, and I'm going to be talking about the wetlands and the significance and talking about climate controls and the values of protecting the land.
Great.
That's awesome. Hi, my name is Tahani, and I'm from Yemen, and we are here for English 102. I'll be talking about herbs today, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Zainab Tolle. I'm a Sierra Leonean from West Africa. I'm here to talk about the health benefits of mushrooms and the impact of climate change in my country, Sierra Leone.
And we are all students at
Tacoma Community College.
Thank you.
And this is English 102.
Hello, everyone. Today, we are going to be having a conversation about climate control. We have four ladies here joining us. They're going to give you some information about climate and about the natural essentials in the world.
Thank you, Nikki. My name is Nancy Thayuru. I come from Kenya. Kenya is a country in East Africa. East Africa is in Africa. Today here, I'm here to present issues of deforestation in my country, Kenya, and the effects of deforestation on climate change. And I would also want to share with you information of what we are doing about the effects of the climate change. Kenya is a country that has variable weather conditions. It's mainly tropical in some parts, and also we have the coastal region, which is warm, and we also have some areas in the northern side of Kenya that are dry, and those are semi-arid areas where we have a bit of desertification. Currently, as early last week and as by yesterday, Kenya is also having effects of severe rainfall, El Nino, that has totally devastated the country due to climate change. There are a lot of floodings going on right now, and we have lost about 120 lives, and about 1 million people have been displaced. So the government has taken up its as its responsibility to fight this climate change, and we have actually put a tree planting holiday as on November 13th, whereby on November 13th, Kenyans planted about 100 million trees and 150, and I have a plan to have about 15 billion trees planted.
So Nancy,
yes, Nikki.
What type of trees are you planting in Kenya and the benefits?
Yes, in Kenya we have bamboo trees, we have pine trees, we have eucalyptus, we have jacaranda trees, and the trees that we plant in Kenya mainly for afforestation are trees that are able to reduce carbon emission.
Nice.
Okay, trees that are, we grow them for water catchment. Trees that help in soil erosion, and trees that balance the ecosystem.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful work you guys are doing in Kenya.
Okay.
Awesome. So, Nancy, what type of trees do you plant that attract bugs?
The trees that we plant that attract bugs are pine trees.
That's cool.
Pine trees attract a lot of bugs, and they also, the jacaranda tree. And most importantly, the trees that we plant in Kenya, too, we do it for a few basic aspects. For mostly afforestation,
mm-hmm.
medicinal value,
economic values. Some of these trees, like the pine tree, you're able to get wood from it, furniture.
Really? Yes. I never knew that.
Yes. And the jacaranda tree has medicinal values to cure sickness, like it has properties for cure like leukemia.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we also have another tree called the moringa. It's very good with carbon reduction of carbon emissions, and also it's very good because it has a lot of medicinal properties, and it also has like a lot of protein in it, calcium and amino acids.
So what I'm getting from this is that we need to try harder into diving into what we have in nature. That's what it sounds like from what you're telling me about the trees and the benefits, Nancy.
Well, I can say if you really want to fight climate change, you need to plant a lot of trees. Plant trees everywhere.
Thank you very much, Nancy. So what do you think, or what the time do you think it will start of this project you're doing about this deforestation in your country?
We started afforestation way back, like 10 years ago in Kenya, but it's taking, you know, it's coming up slowly, but now we have to speed up the process. But like I said, in Kenya, now we are taking this very, very seriously. And like when I was growing up in Kenya, I remember that you could not cut a tree without a government permit. So if you needed to cut a tree, you had to go to the chief to get a permit. Failure to that, if the government catches up with you, or you know the forestation officials, if they catch up with you, you would be actually jailed for 6 months or a fine of about $900 to $1,000. Right now in Kenya, you can get tree seedlings from the chief's office or any other non-governmental organization.
Thank you for sharing.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, Nancy.
Thank you for sharing this information.
Thank you. Okay, next we have Nikki.
Hi. Thanks for introducing me, Nancy.
Thank you.
I'm Nikki, and I'm from Louisiana. And today I will be talking to you guys about the wetlands and the significance they have in Louisiana. So Louisiana wetlands are very vital to the ecosystem, providing habitat for diversity, the wetlands, the wildlands, acting as a natural buffer against the storms. These wetlands are very crucial in maintaining the biodiversity and supporting fishery and protecting our coastal communities from the natural disasters that we face because of climate control. We have had very, very extensive damage from storms. So we're trying to preserve the land and our essentials.
So Nikki, speaking of climate throughout the year, what's the climate like in Louisiana?
Louisiana, it's something like Kenya. It's a warm, tropical. They don't have harsh winters. It's very humid, like swamp land. Very rainy. When it rains, it storms and pours. It floods because we are like a bowl. We are below sea level. And so our land is very important. I mean, we're below sea level. So when it rains, we're already defeated.
Okay, Nikki, the other day I was reading about, the other day I was reading about Louisiana, and I understand it's very rich in culture, but I also saw something that was a bit worrying, that it is sinking. What is being done about that?
You're right, Nancy. It has been sinking. Louisiana wetlands are rapidly losing land. Approximately one half of the nation's original wetlands habitat are lost for the past 200 years now.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, what are the strategies you have put in place for the restoration of for the climate change?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question, because they have several strategies that they've been invested in. One of them is river diversions. It's playing a big role. What river diversion, what they are doing is channeling in the rich waters to rebuild and rebuild the land and enhance the ecosystem healthier so we can get the land back. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They have land barriers, marsh techniques. They're all complicated, and challenging. You know, not to mention the money itself, but just getting everybody on the same team to just. I don't know, I just got so caught up just now, but just to protect the land. It's just so much culture there. We are so invested in the land and what it brings to our state. Because Louisiana, it's like the gateway to international transportations, and it's a lot of people just doesn't know. You get a lot of goods from Louisiana.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for sharing. There was a lot to learn.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much.
All the best. Next, we'd like to introduce Tahani.
Hi, my name is Tahani, and I will be talking about herbs and different types of fruits that are benefited from in our environment.
Nice.
So I will start off with tamarind is a type of fruit. It is used for treating COVID symptoms. It has a very sour taste. However, it is very tasty. It is an amazing fruit. It could treat COVID within 2 to 3 days. It also gets rid of fever and the feeling of being sick and lazy.
Mm.
That was very good.
That's very good. How do herbs impact on health? What's the impact of herbs on health? How do they impact us on our health?
They are all natural since they are from the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And if they aren't benefited from, they are not harmless in any way. So trying them is not gonna kill a person if the person doesn't get benefits from them.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Since it's all natural, it should be very safe. Very safe.
That's right.
Yeah. And instead of putting all those chemicals,
that's true,
in our body already.
Thank you very much.
So I see you're very passionate about the herbs. Is this something generational that you've been taught? And what country are you from? You mind telling us a little bit about that.
So I am from Yemen, and I learned about tamarind about 8 years ago from my grandma, and it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. We have used it for COVID during the pandemic, and we have used it for many years, I guess. I just learned it when I met my grandma a few years ago.
That's awesome.
So,
that is
really
awesome.
Nice to
that's
learn.
Traditional and that's generational. And you're going to pass it down to your future
yes,
kids?
Definitely.
That's awesome. That's
why I believe during COVID, you didn't have a lot of effects.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much for sharing your information. I just want to ask about what the kind of apps that is good for COVID.
So tamarind is the main fruit. It's not a herb. It's not a herb. It's a type of fruit. But there is also the bay leaves. They are also used for coughing or stuffed nose or like runny nose. We use them as boiling them using their steam. So that helps a lot too.
So it sounds like you have a little pharmacy going on in your home. Next time I have to get you to give me a hot cup of tea. Even some of them good herbs.
Wow, that's great.
It sounds great.
We use everything that's from the environment.
I love it. I love it. That's what it's there for.
Tamarind is a very vital plant.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So not only just for COVID, but for the colds.
Yes.
The colds.
That is.
And then it's amazing. It treats the colds within 2 to 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Way better than using medications.
Wow. It's amazing. You should have been told me about this. You're holding back.
She just told us at the right time. Yeah. You can see the weather right now. So
yes, this is.
We need to get some tamarind.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So next is Zainab. She will be talking about mushrooms, and I'll hand it to her.
Hello. My name is Zainab Tolle. I'm a Sierra Leonean from West Africa, a small country with 7.5 million people. We are not much.
That's not much. Stop it.
I'm here to talk about the benefit of mushrooms in health. Mushroom is a fungi. And the health benefits of mushrooms, we got to know about it. They have been using it long since during the centuries.
So, Zainab, I personally don't know a lot about mushrooms, but what type of mushrooms are you going to be talking about today?
Well, I'm talking about... There are a lot of mushrooms, so many types, more than 15 types of mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to talk about it all because we have the benefit. I'm talking about the benefit of mushrooms in health.
Mm-hmm.
We have also the mushrooms that are not, they are harmful to health. So it's not every mushroom that is beneficial to health. I'm talking about the Botabello mushrooms.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
this mushroom, it's really helpful in health because it has antioxidant,
mm-hmm.
which can help to boost the immune system. And also it has an anti-inflammatory, which can help for your system. And also it has anti-cancer, which they just found out. When using it, it will help you because it's a natural, diet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that is it.
So, would you say that you cook a lot with different mushrooms, or would you say that we should start cooking with mushrooms?
Oh yeah, sure. Because mushrooms are very good; they have a lot of benefits in health.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about mushrooms, you can cook it different types. Not like even now, if you think in the United States, because they are using it in most of the restaurant
mm-hmm.
as a side dish, mm-hmm. because it helps. It also comes in forms of powder, in forms of capsule, because mm-hmm. they already make it for like a drug.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I didn't
so now
know that.
It's different types. They use it in powder form in. Capsules and tabs also.
Oh, wow.
So it's not only for cooking it, it's not only to eat it like that, but you can take it as medicinal.
Yeah, because when you started talking about mushrooms, I was wondering where we were going with this here.
Yeah. Do the mushrooms impact the economy of your country? Do you export the mushrooms? Do you grow them in large scale?
Mm.
Yes, thank you very much for that question.
Uh-huh.
Because Sierra Leone, we did not find it earlier for this mushroom, but 2002, mm-hmm. one of a great man in our country, mm-hmm. who is a religious man, a pastor, mm-hmm. by the name of Pastor Mambu,
okay.
he came across through this mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he established a farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now he's planting it in our country and also exporting it.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, because he just found out now that the health benefits of the mushroom.
Yes.
So now he's talking about it even in radio, to sensitize the people, health talks through the mushroom so that it will help. Because of our health system in our country, so when you consume the mushroom, it will help you boost your immune system, and it will also help you in everyday life.
Yes. Okay. Well, sure. Thank you for that. I enjoyed everybody's involvement today on what makes your country and states or your hometown. You know, it. We definitely need to focus on protecting our lands and benefiting from that. And I mean, I knew nothing about mushrooms. I knew nothing about herbs. So I'm definitely going to go away today with a lot of information about that. And I just think we all need to join local groups in supporting this here, you know, about climate control. That's make right. a change. We have to start somewhere.
That's right. I'm glad we met today and talked about different types of environmental issues.
Yes.
Because we're going to buy herbs and we're going to buy mushrooms and we're going to plant trees.
Plant trees.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm happy, like, we talk about it today. Because, like, before in my country, when I was a little baby, like, when we went to the forest, we see this mushroom, but we didn't know that they are beneficial to health.
You would crush it.
Yes.
Exactly.
We also make fun.
Yeah.
So,
you'd crush it and play with it like an umbrella.
Yes, like an umbrella when we are kids. We don't know that it's a health benefit.
And the benefits of the forest when you were kids, we used to play hide and seek in the forest.
Okay, ladies, so thanks for your stories, and thanks for this knowledge today. So, everyone, it was nice.
Thank you.
Till the next time, ladies, enjoy your day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.